FBI Special Agent Reggie Case stretched her arms skyward, relishing heat from the bright sun. I forgot how beautiful the wilderness is. This might be one of the last warm days of fall. It was a great idea to spend it canoeing on the river. She playfully whipped the paddle downward, cutting the river's glistening surface. Splatter strategically landed behind her on the, too hot for words, man paddling from the canoe's rear. U.S. Marshal Shea Montgomery paused from stroking the ripples with his oar, sitting behind his bikini-clad fiancée in their rented canoe. Shea shook moisture from his face with a deep chuckle.
Hey, watch it. The bread is back here. I don't want to eat soggy sandwiches when we stop. Speaking of stopping, I'm starved. You said there was a picnic spot coming up soon?
It was a treat in more than one way. The twosome rarely got time off work from their perilous jobs. Laughter jiggled Reggie's breasts. Don't get hangry on me, lover boy. The old boat launching ramp should be around this next curve in the river. No one uses it any longer, but it will make a nice spot to take a break.
Sounds good. Much as I enjoy watching your feisty butt wiggle in that seat, I could use a cold beer and some of that ham you baked.
They paddled swiftly toward the upcoming curve in the waterway. A shrill shriek came from around the bend. A woman's scream of panic kept sounding over and over. Reggie's joy dissipated like it was slammed away inside a locked safe. Her mood went instantly into professional gear, and she knew from experience Shea would be doing the same. Like a well-trained team, Reggie and Shea increased speed, forcing oars into the stream with gusto. Their canoe sped silently ahead and around the curved tree line, in search of the person making the terrifying noise. A gray-haired couple dressed in jeans and t-shirts stood gripping each other. The female's face was buried in the taller, pudgy man's chest. Her back rose and fell against his navy shirt, and she appeared to be the source of the screaming. The man's head lifted attention from the female cradled in his arms as Reggie guided the canoe into the spot beside the broken concrete boat ramp. Reggie grabbed her bag and secured it around her waist, then hopped out of the canoe. She snatched the rope at the bow and secured the boat to a tree. Snatching a pair of shorts from the canoe, she hopped into them and zipped them up, all the while climbing the muddy riverbank. Shea followed onto the shore. The distressed couple separated, but the man kept a protective arm around the woman's heaving shoulders. Her face was wet, and she left a dark, soaked splotch on the man's chest. Reggie whipped out identification and flashed her badge toward the twosome. FBI Agent Case. Shea did the same.
U.S. Marshal Montgomery, we were boating and heard you scream. What is the problem?
The couple appeared in shock. Blinking, the man squeezed the female.
This here's my wife, Helen. Isom Cunningham. We were fishing.
His twang was native to the area, and he pointed to the water's edge.
Helen caught that person.
Helen let out another sob and shuddered. Mr. Cunningham pulled her again into his torso. Reggie turned toward the shore.
Holy crap, she breathed. So much for a nice romantic day with Shea.
Too blonde to be natural hair floated around the badly decomposed, bloated form tangled in the tree roots at the river's edge. A hand with broken, unpolished nails hung partially submerged. It was impossible to determine sex or height of the cadaver, but bone structure indicated it was likely a petite woman or a teenager. The body appeared nude from what was visible above the surface. Shea trailed Reggie to the water's edge and gave her a weak frown.
We just can't get a day off, can we, babe?
No wonder they hadn't found time to plan their wedding. Work inevitably intruded on any personal plans they'd made.
Technically, as sheriff, this one is Wyatt's. It's not our jurisdiction.
Reggie groaned, squatting to view the corpse tangled in the bush just inside the water.